it's the new Swan Show with our great singing star, Doris Day.
Well, I swan.
A new comedy team sensation, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Irene Ryan, the Four Hits of the Miss, and the new Les Brown Band.
We swan exclusively, how about you?
Yes, how about you?
Who, me? My name is Robert. You can break me in two, Hope.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News. Washington, D.C. radio's giveaway programs were under fire this week as the Federal Communications Commission hear arguments against banning them from the air.
Yeah, they'll give away anything nowadays. The other night, Fibber McGee had to buy back Molly from a guy in Pittsburgh. I can't understand why the government is cracking down on giveaways, though. After all, President Truman's been on the road 3 months now trying to give away Congress. And one couple in Milwaukee won $26,000 worth of prizes and had to keep them all in their tiny apartment. The husband woke up one morning and said to his wife, "Where are you, honey?" She said, "I'm in the Bendix washer on top of a Hudson drying the baby in a Hoover vacuum cleaner."
Berlin, Germany. Two Russian flyers made headlines this week by making a daring dash for freedom by crash-landing their plane in the American zone.
Yeah, I hear the real reason the two flyers deserted Russia is that they heard a shortwave broadcast of Stop the Music and liked our way of sharing the wealth better. The two flyers are very anxious.